This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. You gotta look at this. You gotta consume this. So the guy who wants to fight Don Trump Jr., the state senator, is in the ring with Justin and even the announcer in Canada, Trudeau.
The pugilist from Canada. A man who needs no introduction. Justin Trudeau.
Oh, my God.
For 1 second, you can see the punches. They're not too great.
He's got a lot of moisturizer on or something there.
And both men about to be called into the center of the ring.
This other guy looks tough.
Rounds, 2 minutes each.
Imagine the adrenaline. The pressure's been on these guys for months.
The shame that will come with a haircut Monday for the loser. That is one of the signed bets for these two gentlemen.
I'm not betting that. No haircuts.
We'll get a haircut.
All right, here we go now. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT.
Brazzo avoiding it.
The guy in the blue is moving pretty well. I don't know how he lost.
Brazzo punches in.
How did he lose? This was fixed. This is fixed, Dan. He beat the hell out of this guy. Come on.
Power going in on him. Avoiding Trudeau's jabs, which with his longer reach should be able to keep Brazzo.
Oh, this stance is terrible, Dom.
He's killing him. Oh, my goodness. Whoa. Dan, how did he lose his fight? This is corrupt.
I don't know. I can fast forward to the end if you want me to.
Give us an update, because the guy in the blue moved pretty well.
Yeah.
Got inside him and everything else.
Here's the ending moments of the fight.
Ending moments of the fight. Okay.
Walking out for the Tory. Trudeau walking calmly to the corner.
Right.
Brazzo taking a beating there. On rounds, it'd be one each, but how the points break out in those two rounds, we don't know yet. Let's listen in.
Look at that. Oh, boom. One in the face, in the tummy, in the face. I think they use the word tummy.
Only Canadian announcers for boxers use the word tummy.
What the heck is... Those punches by Trudeau, Dan, that one looked pretty... Ooh, yeah, that was pretty effective.
He's angry. Look how angry he is. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT.
I think Don Jr. can beat this guy.
Sorry, Linda.
Sorry, Linda. Linda Kearns versus Larry Krasner.
Oh, you guys have a moot court debate.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm ready for that. We're going to have headgear on for that. Linda Kearns, our Secretary of Election Integrity, among other things. Hey, Linda, welcome back.
Hey, Dom. Dan promised my Elvis walk-up music. What's going on? He forgot and all the excitement with watching
this play. I'm telling you, if you want some fun, you have to see Trudeau fighting this guy in Canada, because this guy lost to Trudeau and now wants to fight Don Trump Jr. for the honor of Canada because of the tariffs. Oh, my God.
See, that's going to be be a hard segment for me to follow because now I have to talk about election law. That's not as exciting as watching some weird fight match.
Well, it definitely is, Linda. So, Linda, the big thing that I think I emailed you. The various sources, some of them Democrats, said they're ready to make a deal. This was like a month ago. And I know that you were not on the side of anything. You talked about what could go wrong with this. But the crown jewel, for listeners anyhow, I see the pitfalls, is expanded voter ID, what we've always wanted to put a stop to this stuff. So that's a pretty big prize, is it? Not devil in the details, of course.
Well, the devil is in the details, and I was so glad when Dan texted me today and asked me to come on the show to talk about this, because I absolutely agree, and anyone who does the kind of work I do would agree, that safe and secure elections require voter ID, but Republicans have to be so careful what they trade for it. Remember, we have a voter ID law in Pennsylvania. It's on the books. It's still on the books. It's just that it was very quickly held unconstitutional by Pennsylvania courts after it was enacted in 2012. So our Republicans have to be extremely careful what they trade, because they could find themselves, first of all, in a very similar situation. A voter ID law gets passed and a Pennsylvania court quickly files an injunction. So that's my first cautionary tale. But there are a bunch of disastrous things that could happen. Like I said, the Republicans could trade some Democrat goodie for a voter ID law, and then the law is so loosely written that a Pennsylvania judge quickly invalidates it, and then we're back to square one, and we gave up whatever Democrat goodie that they wanted. But Republicans, it sounds like they're going to get talked into allowing pre-canvassing, and that is counting votes prior to election
day.
Yeah,
I oppose that.
And
yeah,
that, well, the reason that that's so scary to somebody like me is that there is very terrible, horrible language in our statute. You know, I talk about Pennsylvania elections all over the country. People invite me to talk about it. And one of the things I put up on my screen in my PowerPoint is a video of a cat running across a keyboard. And I say that's how our election code was written, because the language is so terrible. And remember, our law currently states that a candidate can have one observer in the room when mail ballots are being counted. So we still do not have really, truly meaningful observation, because one observer per candidate doesn't do much in
right.
these huge counties like
right.
Philadelphia, Allegheny County, these big
right.
counties.
But let me redirect. Let's go back. I wanted to go back to this, though. So are you saying,
sure.
look, these are the guys, and I still hold them. It's so regrettable. Act 77. You know, you got to realize,
right.
to some of the points you made, the Democrats, got mail-in balloting out of that. Should we not even explore this, though? Are you saying this is so fraught and you don't trust them anyhow? I mean, you would be involved, right? They would call on you to do this, I would hope, and others.
Well, I would hope so. But the problem is that we need just such an overhaul of our election code. I'm afraid that they're going to trade something and we're not going to get really what we bargained for. All this talk about pre-canvassing, which when I read these articles and I see these
right.
interviews of our legislature, it does seem like they're ready to give that away. But remember, Dom, and your show, your station helped me so much find people to observe
yes.
the mail ballot canvassing
right.
in November. I needed to find people in 67 counties for 24-hour shifts. I mean, imagine
right.
the logistics that I had to undergo to do that. My team and I had
exactly.
to do to find those people. Now, imagine if they start pre-canvassing on a different day in every county at a different time. It would be logistically impossible to schedule people to watch, because we would never know
right.
when it's starting, when it's
right.
finishing. So that's another big problem I have with pre-canvassing. And another favorite I like to talk about it is, until we have, first of all, electronic poll books in every county and representation from both Democrats and Republicans in every polling place, I'm concerned that we're not going to catch people who have already voted by mail coming in to vote on the machines. So while I do think voter ID is something that is very important, I think that there's so many other considerations we have to be so, so careful what we trade for it. And that is my cautionary tale to the Republicans who are talking about this, that just because, you know, voter ID sounds like such a great prize, you have to be very, very careful.
All
what
right.
You
well,
trade
let me
for
put it.
It
in other terms. And to me, it is. But is it that we're over that? It has a lot of symbolic. It's a rallying cry. We had it before. You're right with Corbett. There were a lot of difficult things. But in actuality, we're safer with this than we would be if we get voter ID when you figure everything in. It's just the symbolism that we finally arrived and we got it.
Right. And because we're in this culture now where people look at things on Twitter and it becomes a hashtag. And while I do agree that it's true that voter ID does make elections safer, in Pennsylvania, we need a lot of other things to make it safer, or we could actually make things worse. And that is what I'm afraid of when there's all this talk. We really do need an overhaul of a lot of things in the election code, not just voter ID. And I just do not want to trade voter ID for things and then find out later.
Right.
Number one, that a judge could just invalidate it, or that we don't get, you know, true reforms on the other side. So that's what I'm really concerned
about.
Okay,
well, here's where the trade might be a little bit different. Let's see how this, because I don't know exactly what it is. They haven't told me that. But it wouldn't be something we give up in the election law. It's some social program slash something in that arena. Not good. But I would be open to that because I see a lot of people stimulated by the voter ID thing and having that in. A lot of good, but also it pumps people up that we're on the move with this. Would that be the safer thing than something else they want that you and I don't like, but it's not election laws and infrastructure?
Right. Well, I definitely have some personal, some personal opinions about that. But my job is to get them elected,
right,
not necessarily delve into policy after they are elected. So it's difficult for me to talk about that when I'm here to talk about election law issues. But that probably would be safer. But again, it depends on what we're giving up. So what I would like to see is that we elect a Republican House and legislature, House and Senate here in the Commonwealth, as well as a Republican governor, and then we can get true election reform. That's definitely what I would like to see.
I hear you. The difficulty in doing that, though, you got a formidable guy. You know, I'm hoping he gets dinged up pretty badly. I'm hoping the trans issue and others, and that there is a candidate out there. I'm not sure about that yet. I don't want to go give people false hope. Beating Shapiro in a second term is going to be difficult.
Right. And I agree with you. But I do think that, you know, he has lost a little bit of his luster. So, I'm hoping that that does help Republicans. But, you know, and this kind of goes back to what you're talking to earlier on your show about the fact that Republicans don't even have a candidate to go against the Democrat candidate for PA here in Philadelphia, which, by the way, is mortifying, especially when I go to other places in the country.
Yeah. And let me ask you about that. You're big, but with national stuff here, you wouldn't be, you know, taking time to do that. But this is so letting the wind out of here, demoralizing. And this is where you groom a candidate, even if Krasner or the judge won, you're grooming a candidate for something else. You're pushing back on him more. You're bringing more people because he's going to run again after another term, I guess. We're constantly have to fight this guy. You can't surrender.
Well, right. And Tom, just because I work for national level candidates doesn't mean I don't have time for local issues. That's not true. I'm just not, you know, very closely affiliated with the local counties. However, finding candidates, Tom, cannot start in the year that you need them. Local and state parties need to build a bench, and that must be done at the local and state level. And to be honest with you, the RNC, the Republican National Committee, is doing its part this year because we have a big project going on here in Pennsylvania where we are recruiting people to run for election boards, to be the people who are in those election boards, so we have parity. And that may sound like small fish, but guess who eventually then does run for the bigger offices? People who get their feet wet, just maybe running for their local election board. And, you know, I looked at all the people running for judgeships, just local common pleas judgeships. The Department of State had put out a list, or maybe I saw it on Politics PA. And they're all Democrats at the common pleas level, or mostly Democrats.
Well, wait a minute. I can clarify. I did an inside story with Bob Brady today, and he said 13 races that you're talking about, not one Republican running for it. All Democrats.
Right.
My God.
And And then we start, and then I get very irritated when we start talking about the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. But people who get elected to the Supreme Court usually start at the Commonwealth Court level. People who get elected to, Common Pleas level. People who get elected to the Commonwealth Court or the Superior Court, which is our appellate courts, they start at Common Pleas level. So we have to start small. We have to start nurturing these people, you know, when they're young, and just keep going. So this is a time when we need to start building it. If we don't start building now, then we're going to be very unhappy in 2026 or 2028 or in the off election years, because we're not going to have that bench. And that's what I would like to see all of these local parties do. And the RNC is doing its part by really trying to foster these people who run for election boards, because it starts small. You know, when you name some of these national level candidates, and they usually started in some local office. And that's what we need to do here in the Commonwealth.
Exactly. Where do we find all things Linda Kearns?
Well, you can go to my Twitter, Linda Kearns Law, and I heard you talking earlier about second acts. So, aren't you in a second act? Can you be my nomination for the best second act?
Oh, there you go. That's nicely played. Inside baseball there. Yeah. Well,
isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it really a third act? Because didn't you fail the bar so you couldn't be an attorney, right? So then you became a teacher, and now you're a talk radio host. So,
no, the bar was after the teaching, and I'm good in bars.
Okay.
Yes. All right, so it's the third act. Yes, and who knows?
And I am waiting for the call from Dan for this, you know, for this debate that we're going to have.
All right.
Because, I mean, I know I'm going to embarrass you in front of all the listeners, but you know, it's got to be done.
All right, it's got to be done, Tom.
I got to show you my debating skills.
All right, okay. It's Dan. You're in charge of this. We will set it up. I think Mulligan's is the best place.
Like sincerely, like
sincerely, yes, okay. Absolutely.
We're gonna go.
All right, Linda. Have a good weekend.
thank you.
It was great as always.
Thank you
guys, and thank you so much.
All right, take care. Well, look, I didn't want to bring Linda into it. You know where I'm going, which you said the RNC doing their part. I think they're trying to do it. They got to rid us of the people in charge of the Republican Party here. I don't know what the mechanism is. Get them the hell out. Does Trump know about this, what we're facing here with Vince Fenerty and these others? I mean, overall, we got a 6-1 advantage or 7-1 of Democrats and Republicans. They can't even run a guy against Larry Krasner or the judge if he wins. Okay? How is that possible with all the lawyers, all the people out there? Young Republicans, give me a call. God, we haven't spoken in a while. Don't you guys know anybody? I mean, is there no guy in like his mid-20s, 30? Up and coming, you get your name out there, you get to debate Larry Krasner, I'll coach you in the debate. All right, here's what you're going to do. Tag me in here. And I'm not even sure, I should have asked Linda, if you have to be a lawyer to be the DA. I've heard varying things on that. Bob Brady told me today, you got to be a lawyer. I don't think so. In Philadelphia, why? You're not going to enforce the law anyhow. You don't know the law. There is none.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I don't
on.
Know it. I can't enforce it.
This ought to shock people at the national Republican level. Get these people out of there. Here's the thing. Just close up the bars for a day in Port Richmond and Bridesburg, and Vince Fenerty and the guys will just give up. You know, close those up. Put a tariff on them. And they have no party here. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. I'm coming to your calls. And that Trudeau fight, if you missed it, it is hard to believe. He did land some pretty good shots, it seemed like. In the third round.
Yeah, the reach.
He had to reach over the guy. The guy looks pretty short.
Yeah, he had to wear the other guy out.
Yeah, so Don Trump, but he's not fighting Trudeau. He's fighting this guy who lost to Trudeau.
All right, so maybe Trump's got
So we let the fight play out through the first couple questions of you and Linda, and you can see in the third round, by the third round, the other guy that challenged Trump Jr.
was out of gas.
Yeah, stamina. Stamina was the issue.
He was bloody.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, now he claims he doesn't drink and smoke and he's a Canadian. Oh, man, this would be. Can you see Trump coming in ringside for this with the UFC guy?
That'd be great.
Oh my God.
We getting the ADA for this and the doping agency?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. The referee on the take. They play the Canadian national anthem. Would have to be in America that this guy would have to come and fight.
Oh, it should be like a border war. Like, we should put in like.
Yeah, right on the borders between the two. Yeah. All right. By the way, have the Philadelphia Eagles committed to going to the White House? Did I miss that?
I haven't seen anything.
Oh, Dan, have you seen anything? I'm always told everybody, Guy Shiraki wrote a column. He's telling me, oh, they're going. I know it. I have not seen that happening yet. The clock is ticking here. All right. It is time, though, first for...
Where has all the money gone?
All right. Today, we're... playing for a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra on Saturday, April 5th, Keswick Theater, which is a great spot. Plenty of room. Glenside, Pennsylvania. For tickets, visit JoeConklin.com.
JoeConklin.com.
All right, go right ahead.
It's pretty impressive. So, Dom, we have a guy here who is a great definition of a second act. In fact, in his entertaining career, he had a second act alone, but a second act was his entertaining career because he started out as a barber. So, Dom, I have a guy here who's covering a song, and I want to know who the singer is. I'm going to give another clue. If you're an inside listener of the Dom Giordano program, this guy's covers are one of Dom's favorites. So take a listen. We're looking for the name of the cover artist.
All right.
Ma chérie amour, lovely as a summer day. Ma chérie amour.
I think I know this one.
Yeah. Voice very recognizable, but again, starting out as a barber, leaving that to become an entertainer, and man, was he quite the entertainer, quite a legend, Dom.
All right, 855-839-1210. Now I think I'm wrong. Okay.
Wait, the way I worded
that. Really?
Yeah.
No, wait. Oh, he's still alive. I want to make sure.
Yeah.
He is still alive. I said was.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. Get in. Get that prize. Coming up to your calls.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
Okay, let's hear the clue.
Ma chérie amour, lovely as a summer day. Ma chérie amour, distant as the Milky Way.
All right, identify that. By the way, before we get there, I just saw this, and it's gone on forever. The killer that was from Pennsylvania originally in Idaho, remember that, the college students? The defense is saying he's autistic. That's why he shouldn't get the death penalty. It just, so are a million other people, apparently. Doesn't end. All right, let's get an answer here. What? Wait a minute. All right. Let's go to Joe in Westchester. Joe, who's singing? Oh, wait a minute. That's not an answer to that. No, I'm sorry. My fault. Sal and Skip Pack. All right, Sal, who's the singer?
Hey, Dom.
Hi, Sal.
I think it's a guy that went from being a crazy rock and roller to a tuxedo-wearing singer of the old standards, Rod Stewart.
Wow.
Rod Stewart.
I can hear that, though.
Yeah. Well, you can. Rod Stewart. I'm a big fan of Rod Stewart.
The rasp of it. Yeah, the raspiness.
My Sherry,
maybe a little bit too high pitch, right?
Yeah. When's Rod Stewart going to be on the show? Is he a sir like Tom Jones yet? Sir Rod Stewart?
I have no idea.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bruce here in the Northeast. Man of a thousand voices. All right, Bruce, who is that?
Hey, Tom, you said it wasn't Rod Stewart?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's who I thought it was. I'll have to say it's Bud Dwyer, then. I don't know.
It's like his answer.
No Bud Dwyer ever, no Bible, no President Trump. There never answers to anything, no matter what. Well, it's got to be sometime.
Quick side note, Rod Stewart is a sir.
Oh, is he? Okay. I recognize that. All right. He's no Tom Jones, but he's good. Doug in Phoenixville. Doug. Who is that?
Joe Pesci!
Yes, it is. Nicely played. All right, it is Joe Pesci. And how in the world they let this cover songs and all? I mean, it's just...
Well, he was a great singer, actually. So he started out as a barber. And just after barbering, while he was barbering, he was singing as well. And he made some great friends in his profession of singing. But as a barber, pretty good barber, cutting the hair of some great North Jersey individuals. And take a listen as to Joe Pesci, being highly involved in music, actually had a great hand in setting up a famous band. Take a quick listen.
The Four Seasons were formed in part by Joe Pesci. Frankie Valli, the Four Seasons singer, used to get his hair cut by Joe.
Oh.
According to Valli, the two were pretty close. They'd known each other for quite a while before the Four Seasons even formed. Valli even said that if Pesci didn't become an actor, he would have joined the mob on some level. So how did Pesci single-handedly make the Four Seasons happen? He also happened to be friends with Bob Gaudio, the 15-year-old keyboardist and wunderkind songwriter for the Royal Teens who co-wrote Short Shorts. Pesci introduced Gaudio to Valli, knowing that the keyboardist was looking for a new band. Gowdy joined the Four Seasons on a handshake with Valli, and a year later, Sherry was recorded. The band skyrocketed from there. The members of the Four Seasons considered Pesci such a valuable element to their success, they invited him up on stage when they accepted the 2006 Tony Award for Jersey Boys, the Broadway musical about their band.
How awesome is that? Having a hand in
the
Four
Seasons. Yeah, I just, seeing Joe Pesci as this gangster, Casino, Nicky, stuff like that, I love the film. Can't take him as a gangster that's threatening people, etc. I don't see it, but...
And credit to Weird History, a great YouTube channel there for that great factoid.
Would have joined the mob. Okay.
Instead of had to include that one, though. Yeah. You know, if I could have cut it out, I would have.
All right. 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls next. We got to get a winner here. Is that more Joe Pesci?
No, it's Frankie.
Oh, it's Frankie. Okay. All right. Yeah. 855-839-1210.
Do you really want to know what happened in the YouTube chat, though?
Yes.
Joe Columbus says, you know, I've hit some of those notes Joe Pesci's hitting there, but only when I get my prostate checked.
Oh, my God. Nice. By the way, who knew
great vision.
What a sports guy Marco Rubio is when Bill Belichick, just stories up now, wanted to be the coach of North Carolina, which made a lot of news. He contacted Marco Rubio, who set the deal up through Senator Tom Tillis.
What?
Huh.
Yes. Marco Rubio. Wow.
Are they... So they don't know each other, but he wanted to pick his brain, I guess?
No, he knows him. He's friends with Marco Rubio.
Huh.
Maybe Bill Belichick will have a place in this administration. Who knows? Can you imagine? Boy. Put him in there in Doge?
He's not going to answer questions. You want transparency. You're not getting it from that guy.
Picture said, I'm the press secretary.
Yeah, how about
that's
you?
That's it. Yes.
You like Moonlight with Levitt. Yeah, 50% of the time you get the kindness of Levitt. The other 50% is Belichick.
Yeah, Belichick and his press secretary. Imagine these guys, Caitlin Clark and all, trying to... Get a question through with Belichick. Oh, my God. All right, let's go to Joe and Exton. I'm told this is a good one. Hey, Joe, good Friday to you. What do you have today?
Yes, hello, Dom. And good afternoon. My person who led two lives is Pinocchio. He began life as the puppet.
Right.
Pinocchio, created by the carpenter Giuseppe. Geppetto. Then he drew the attention of a fairy who felt pity for him.
Wait, I thought it was a cricket.
Jiminy Cricket, you know?
He drew the attention of Jiminy Cricket who felt pity for him and transformed him into the human Pinocchio.
Wait, so what's the second act then? First, second act?
A puppet, then a human.
First act, he's a wooden puppet.
Right.
Second act, he's transformed into Pinocchio, the human boy.
Thank you, Joe. I can hear him say Pinocchio all day long. My goodness. All right, is this blazing, Jesse and Joe? And
we always ask him. We always ask him, but it's never.
No, it's blazing.
We'll let you know if it's blazing, Jesse.
Oh, there'll be a B up
it's
there.
It's not blazing, right. Jesse, as he called himself last time.
Yeah, couldn't follow Joe of Exton. That's too much.
Non-blazing Jesse that sometimes blazes is who this is.
That's right, Jesse the non-blazer in Drexel Hill. Hey, Jesse.
Right. Hey, Don, before I start, there's a little note about Justin Trudeau.
Yes.
You know, he was trained. He's trained by a fighter up in New York. That's up in Canada. Trudeau's hobby is boxing, amateur boxing. So, you know, he's not a guy you want to jump in the ring with if you don't know anything. Okay?
Okay.
You know, those guys are training. I was in the business for 30 years, and an amateur guy can take apart a macho moron in three rounds. That's not a big deal. Okay? So you'd be surprised. I was surprised, too, when I heard about that. But, yeah, that's what he likes to do.
So. Oh, okay, surprising, because I got to say, the first couple rounds, he looked pretty bad. But then he bloodied the guy in the third round.
Well, here's my guy. He won a gold medal in the 1932 Olympics. I think he set a world record in the freestyle. And then he went on to become Tarzan. It was Johnny Weissmuller. He established the character of Tarzan in the movies. The way Sean Connery established James Bond. You know, when you think of Tarzan,
yeah.
The film buffs, Johnny Weissmuller. And there was a lot of other Tarzans, but he's the guy that sort of
He exemplifies it. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Thank you, Jesse. Thanks very much.
I think Phil Collins when I think Tarzan.
So Trudeau is a trained boxer. It's stunning to me.
Well, I don't buy it. If you watch this, he definitely doesn't look trained anyway.
Not in those first two rounds.
I don't know anything about boxing, but I would assume that one of the first things you work on is a stance. And this guy's standing there with a horribly open, exposed
exactly.
Stance,
right? And he was flat-footed. He was falling over the place. And he had a lot more than the other guy of whatever the liquid they put on you. I don't know if that's absorb punches or bounce off or whatever. He was liquefied there in that first thing. The tattoo, too.
Pull up another example of that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, here, youtube.com/@12thandwphd. Some of this great fighting by Justin Trudeau and his great footwork.
Yeah.
He's in the red, by the way, if you're just joining us.
Oh, my God. And the other guy, though, with Don Trump Jr., I don't think it's going to happen, but we need more of that with the Canadians. I don't know who the cartels will send to fight somebody. There's going to be more of this in the Trump years. Mike in Philly, I think, has got a pretty good one and universally recognized. Mike, who's yours?
Hey, Dom. Good afternoon. My guy is a lifetime 200 hitter with warning track power, Bob Uecker. Also an actor and a Hall of Famer because he won the Ford C. Frick Award as an announcer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He and endeared, beloved by the end there. Yeah, Bob Uecker, really good example, backup catcher. By the way, Henry, you didn't say this in your sports report. The thing I'm interested in with the Phillies, are they still going to go with Stubbs as the backup catcher? I just can't stand it. I really can't.
What, do you want a little Rafael Marchand this
year?
Yeah,
I mean, the guy obviously is better, but he doesn't do the clubhouse.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see.
Oh, you think it's a wait and see. Okay.
Clubhouse leaders are important. Do you want
the backup
morale
catcher
to fall apart?
Oh, all right, yeah. It's kind of a strange thing. I haven't seen that.
Culture matters. Culture matters in the locker room. I mean, just look at the Sixers. They don't have much one over
okay.
there.
That's a good point.
Robert in Ben Salem. Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom. It's good to talk to you today. You as well, Dan. I wanted to throw my hat into the ring as far as running against Krasner. I know that there will be residency issues, but I have a pretty decent slogan. Instead of a chicken in every pot, how about a convict in every shell?
Oh, beautifully done. Now we're rolling.
I also wanted to throw a tongue-in-cheek flag on my friend Joe from Columbus. He comes on and denigrates the name of Chef Boyardee, who was a true visionary in my mind, and now he's extolling the virtues of a guy named Newman for making spaghetti sauce. Come on, Joe. What's going on, man?
That's right, Chef Boyardee, and you are esteemed on this show. I'm glad you're backing me on that.
And
Chef
Joe Columbus being a proud Italian, too. Look at propping up Newman while diminishing Boyardee.
That's right. Chef Boyardee, yes.
I love Italian food so much that he's kind of a hero for me. But for my side question, I'm going to go with a man named William Marston. He was a very famous psychologist in the 20s who helped divine the the behavior axis on determining human behavior. He invented the modern lie detector and then went on to be the creator of Wonder Woman for DC Comics.
Wow. That is pretty good.
That was
good.
At the behest of his wife, and that was a very controversial thing because of societal attitudes towards women at that time. So it broke a lot of ground.
Do you have do you have him higher up than your Hedy Lamarr, though, which wowed us?
Well, I don't know. I think I would just go with the fact that the guy was just so versatile, and he was able to do a lot of different things, and it didn't seem like it was a big effort for him. And I admire people like that.
Thank you.
Don't hang up on him yet. Did you hang up on him yet?
No,
because we got a YouTuber that wants to pick up. This guy doesn't even comment. This guy by the name of Ed using a shoe, and he says, "I love Robert Ben Salem. Don't get me wrong, but why doesn't he acknowledge Henry when he says hi to everybody?"
Oh, he does many times.
Because I talk to Henry when I'm screening the call.
Exactly.
Me and Henry do a lot of talking.
No, we have our own little powwow behind the scenes.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Absolutely. He's my life coach on the radio. You guys have a great day, all right?
All right. Thank you, Robert. Thank you very much. Okay, there we go. All right, it is the lightning round next. This has been a wild day. Justin Trudeau fighting. I mean, you're not getting that anywhere else. Hard to believe. Now, that would be quite a spectacle. Do it at the White House, this senator against Don Trump Jr. All right, 855-839-1210. It's the lightning round next on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, be ready for that. And a winner this week, thanks to Gallo's $50 gift card, Jim Harvey, the great seafood, and the burger place in the back of Gallo's. By the way, Don Trump Jr., several stories a day, and we've seen this a little bit before, but I'm starting to believe it's possible, talking about running for president. Oh, man, him against J.D. Vance, the guy he installed in there. Again, usually you need a little bit of space. We know the Bush is running, but immediately after President Trump. Interesting. I think you'll see over the next 6 months more and more talk about that. All right, let's go to Ted in King of Prussia. Ted, who's your person with more than one career?
Yes, Donnie Wahlberg. He's the actor Danny Reagan in Blue Bloods. He was a singer with New Kids on the Block in the 90s.
Right.
Very, very popular group.
Was very popular.
Well, yeah, I would agree. I would say Mark Wahlberg.
I was going to say, of all the Wahlbergs
Mark Wahlberg, movie actor, but also Hollow and the religious thing is
doing a lot
huge,
of media, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, is a big
love to get him on the
deal.
Show.
All right, there you go.
Would you want Mark Wahlberg on?
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. Ro
so loves it's not a shallow him. Interview with the guy?
No, I don't think so.
I watching him and Chris Pratt was on this morning with Fox and Friends. It's just like every time they asked him a question, it just redirected to, you know, trying to promote the app.
I'm not going to say it. I'm going to, you know.
Yeah?
All right, now let's talk about the...
So what do you think of the tariffs?
Yeah. I like this one from Dave in Oakland. This is a true American hero, and I know a lot about the situation. Dave, who's yours?
Pat Tillman, Arizona Cardinals, United States Army Ranger.
Yes, I think he gave up $18 million, and let me take another shot at the NFL. They would not make the TV screen red, white, and blue instead of the yellow line, at least for a year in his honor. Or put it on the field. I forget which one they wanted to do. All-pro, strong safety, Army Ranger. Yeah, that's to give up.
All-American.
Yeah.
Packed defensive player of the year.
Yeah. He just didn't go into the military. He was an Army Ranger. Lori of Ringo's, we always want to get on board. Hey, Lori, how you doing, and who's yours?
Hi, I'm well, thanks, Tom. I thought this was a comeback kid, so I was saying John Travolta. Had a really hot run in Cotter and Saturday Night Fever and Grease, and then sort of fell out of favor for almost 15 years, and then came back with Quentin Tarantino and Pulp Fiction. And the guy was also from a second career. A pilot of very large planes, which may have been compensation for something else. I don't know.
Very nice. Nice step to end the weekend there. All right. That might sway the judges here, sort of. Hedy Lamarr was the answer, Richard, yesterday, so we can't go to Hedy
Lamarr. I told him that.
That's a good one. I'm still working on Justin Trudeau popping that guy. All right. Henry, who do you like?
Man, I like Joe and Exton's answer of Pinocchio. I thought that's a fantastic one.
Right.
I liked
Jesse's answer of Johnny Weissmuller, and then I liked Lauren Ringo's answer of Travolta there.
Oh, man, I don't know about the Travolta one. That was interesting.
Well, the call sold.
Yeah, the call was great. Dan?
I don't know why, but Joe's answer really just tickled me today. It was, I really like that one. That's where I'm sending my vote, Dom.
The pronunciation, the whole thing. He's one of a kind. He's the all-time carrot. Well, there's several of them out there. All right, we put him into the hat. Joe of Exton wins today. Let's have the review of the week.
Yeah, so Tuesday's winner, the side question was a food associated with a locale. Drew and Upper Darby's had the fantastic answer of Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, you like those, don't you?
I don't know if I like them, but I ate them. Right. So that's
you said they were decent.
They were decent. I mean, they taste like chicken sausage with the texture of calamari.
Oh, sure, yes.
So, anywho, Wednesday we asked, what's that all-time Italian thing? Joanna in Gloucester said family.
That was a great answer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yesterday, we asked for that underrated historical figure, Dom, you just alluded to it. Robert and Ben Salem gave the answer of Hedy Lamarr. And then today, that all-time second act, Joe and Exton with the outside-the-box answer of Pinocchio. And if we put all of those into the hat, Dan, if you will. Joanna and Gloucester, you are this week's winner.
All right, Joanne, well-deserved. It was a great call, too. Joanne gets a $50 gift card to Gallo Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia, right there on the boulevard. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Great food, great stuff. We're honored to have them on board with us. I'm headed to New York tomorrow. A podcast convention.
Oh.
I have to do two panels. And then, Dan, have you guys heard of New York NY Rise? It lifts you 30 feet and you go on a panoramic view of how New York came in. And I was struggling a little bit. That's why I was out, Gary, of Newtown. No faking. Dizziness. And I have to go through this tomorrow. There will be no pleading with her to get out of it.
So you're going back to New York after spending Monday in New York with your wife?
No, I wasn't there. I was at home trying to stop the vertigo.
No, I would not want to do that. I don't know why Ro does.
Is that the one with the glass floor?
No.
No?
No, you sure? Is only 30 feet in the air.
You sure?
Are you sure it's only 30 feet and Ro's not, you know, getting you up there first?
They securely lift you 30 feet, so what could go wrong?
They lift you 30 feet, but that's not 30 feet off the ground. That's from a high rise, is it not?
No, it's inside the building. It can't be that bad. All right, Henry, anything on the weekend?
No, I don't. Okay, I got
no movies, nothing. And Dan?
My mother-in-law, she had an operation yesterday, so we're going to be spending a lot of time with her. She's doing fantastically in recovery now. Everything went perfectly.
Sweet. Good. Glad to hear it. All right, Richie always next to start you, taking you into the weekend, and you got to just Google or check it out, the Justin Trudeau fight with this guy. He wants to fight Don Trump Jr. It's a good way to throw your hat into the ring as a president. Beat up on a Canadian. That's a great strategy. All right, more on Monday. Some great stuff in store. And if you missed the Fishback interview, the Doge dollars, $5,000 to each American. Yes, let's do it. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. Rich Cioli next. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
If I can make it there.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.